Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
We're back.
We did not rise and shine this
no,
morning.
No, we are late. Like, very late. Yeah, we did not rise and shine. No. We both woke up early and then fell back asleep.
I'm like, you know what? 5 more minutes.
I've been having, like, such a hard time sleeping and, like, a horrible sleep schedule lately.
No, same. It's been, like, a 3 a.m.
Same.
Till, like, noon.
I'm, like, 4 a.m. earliest.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yesterday, I worked at 5. Like, I didn't leave my bed till, like, 3:30.
Jesus.
I know. I don't know what it is, but I think
it's, like, seasonal.
Depression. And a bit of a bender.
A little bender-y.
Yeah, which was, like, stupid right before St. Patrick's Day. Like, yeah, why? Like, now I don't want to drink.
Okay.
No, I will, but.
You should be.
Yeah, I'm still congested, too, so that's good.
Love that.
Yeah, right. And it looks really nice out today, but, like, it's freezing.
That's so cool. I'm literally praying to God.
Oh, yeah, for St. Patrick's Day.
For St. Patrick's Day, I will be wearing a skirt.
Yeah, I'm going to see how the Weather Network is doing, what she's saying. Because, yeah, usually on St. Patrick's Day, we've gotten so lucky. Like, it's always really nice.
The past, like, 2 years, too.
Like, last year was, like, 15 degrees.
It was, like, amazing.
It was so nice.
No, I know.
Okay. So it's gone from 80% to 90% chance of rain.
Cool. So we'll need those ponchos.
Yeah. We will be needing. Should we actually get those?
I'm down,
too.
We can get, like, green ponchos.
0 hours of sun.
What?
Yeah, so it's going to be cloudy and gross. I mean, it rained on St. Patrick's Day 1 year. Or, sorry, no, on homecoming.
Year. Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember when we were at, like, Beach Street and stuff?
Yeah.
And it was still fun, so.
I swear, people were, like, sliding down the mud.
Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Oh, great.
And I wanted to wear white pants, but now I don't think that's a good idea.
Still gonna be wearing that white skirt. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so are you thinking, like, Marshall's gonna be the street party this
year? Okay, I don't get it. Like, that one Canadian Party Life account, the WLU one.
Oh yeah,
it's like Marshall or fur.
Like, I've never, why would it be on fur? Why would it be on fur?
What is fur?
I feel like that was, like, a first year thing. Horrible joke. But, yeah, I feel like maybe the first years or something would be, like, I don't know.
No.
But, like, it was always going to be after Ezra. It was always going to be Marshall.
Yeah.
And Lori doesn't own Marshall, I'm pretty sure.
They don't, but the city closes Ezra. That's what someone told me, yeah.
Oh.
Laurier isn't the one that's closed. The city does it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, they're just going to have to keep doing it to every street. We'll just go back to Ezra afterwards if they do it to Marshall.
For real.
Or we'll just find a new street, you know. Yeah. There's so many more of us than them.
Stop.
But... Yeah, no, I'm excited.
No, I'm still very excited. Gonna do the morning ritual that I always do. Blast music in everyone's room.
Yeah. What time are we getting up?
Ooh, like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be ready for,
be ready by 9.
Yeah, 9.
30-ish.
Agreed. Because, yeah, a lot of the, like, pre's start at, like, 10.
Like,
I need to remember to eat this time.
Actually, like, last... Okay, what was it? Like, I think on homecoming, I had a hash brown the entire day.
Yeah. And then you have, like, the worst hangover in the world the next day.
Oh, my God, yeah. Plus, I'm driving up to Hamilton the next day. It's going to be rough.
Oh, yeah. Damn. What are you doing in Hamilton?
They're having their own St. Patrick's Day, too.
Oh, that's fun. I know. I wonder if people are going to celebrate on the Saturday, too. Because, like, I feel like it's different at other schools, but, like, Laurier, it's always been, like, whatever day St. Patrick's Day is, that's when you're celebrating, like, even if
Laurier
it's, like, a Monday.
Queens, I think it is.
Yeah, I think everybody from that I know from Guelph is coming here.
Really?
Yeah, I had a table last night of like U of G students. They're like, oh, we're going to Laurier. It's like, my ends.
My world.
But yeah, no, I'm excited still. I hope the weather's decently okay.
I know, like, as long as it's like a little bit of sunny for the photos.
That's what I'm relying on.
I know. We need those IG bangers.
If only we had our one roommate's ring light.
Leo, talk about Bruno.
Bruno. Dead. Okay. Have you seen any, like, news this week?
Vanderpump cheating scandal.
Oh, yeah. I've always, because I love reality TV, but, like, the whole, what is it called?
Housewives.
Yeah. The whole series. There's so many shows.
I know.
There's, like, Housewives of,
like, every city. Like,
yeah.
Every place in North America, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And then there's so many spinoffs, too. It just seems like this whole world that it's, like, too overwhelming to get into.
No, I know. Like, I remember trying to get into, like, the Marvel world. I was like, I'm going to watch, like, every of these movies. But it was, like, too much because I wanted to watch, like, the last, what was it called? Like, the one that everyone was obsessed with.
Avengers?
Yeah.
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 You can watch Avengers without watching all of them, though. Like, I would just start.
I feel like it's so confusing. There's so many, like, Easter eggs and, like,
yeah,
just, like, things you need to, like, background info you need to know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Like, when it's, like, a world of, like, reality, it's, like, I cannot keep up.
No, I think, like, Real Housewives is, like, even more. Real Housewives is, like,
let's look.
I'm looking it up. And, like, the thing is, too, is, like, that there is, there's so many seasons for each one.
How many?
Like, let me see. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills seasons. Like, that's the one I know that's, like, really popular.
Yeah.
There's 12 seasons.
Jesus.
And they all have, like, I don't even know, like, 20 to 30 episodes.
Oh, my God.
It's like, who has the time?
No, for real.
I just found this, like, article. It's, like, the ultimate beginner's guide to watching The Real Housewives.
Oh, a beginner guide, please.
Yeah, like, it's a whole process. But, like, yeah, there's so much, like, drama in it. So, anyways, yeah, Vanderpump Rules is a spinoff, right?
Yeah,
of one of them. And yeah, but, like, I don't
really, I know. Don't
yeah,
know.
But I keep seeing it everywhere. Yeah, it's like it's a, like, cheating scandal or something.
Oh, we just started getting into a perfect match.
Yeah. It's, like, dumb, but, like, we love it's some so dumb reality TV.
I literally lose, like, brain cells after watching it.
We need to finish it.
I know.
We only have a couple episodes left.
Yes, we have to finish.
I've been watching a lot of TV in the past week because I haven't really had much school, like, other than my weekly stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I watched that. I watched season 3 of Outer Banks in one sitting.
I remember, oh, yeah, I think it was the day I had work, like, the day after, the next day of, like, I think a house party or something we threw. And I get back from work, and she's still on the couch.
I didn't move from the couch from, like, noon till, like, 4 a.m. Just sat in the same spot. I'd get up to make food, and then I'd come back. That's all.
I love those days, though. Those are the best.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, okay, yeah, I was just looking on Wikipedia. So there's Real Housewives of New York City, Real Housewives of Atlanta, New Jersey, D.C., Beverly Hills, Miami, Potomac, like, or Potomac? Like, what is that?
What?
What's Potomac?
What the heck is Potomac?
I don't know. Dallas, Salt Lake City, and Dubai.
Oh, they have Dubai?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then there's international ones. There's one of Real Housewives of Toronto.
Ew.
Yeah. Vancouver, Gold Coast, Sydney, Melbourne, Athens, Hungary.
Athens?
Yeah, Napoli. Amsterdam, Lagos.
Lagos?
Yeah, there's a bunch. And then there's so many spinoffs. There's Bethany Ever After, Boys to Manzo, Don't Be Tardy. There's so many.
Jesus.
Probably like 30. Yeah. No, it's just like this like whole world of its own.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what else have I been watching? Oh, I just started The Last of Us.
I like was watching it a bit, but
yeah.
I had scoliosis.
So sorry about that. But yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much to keep up. Like, no thanks.
Right.
It's kind of like the Kardashian world, though. Like, a little bit. Like, they do have a lot of, like, their own shows. Like, side shows, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like that was more in, like, the early days.
Yeah. I do miss the new Kardashians, though. It's actually really entertaining.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. Do you think they're coming out with a third season?
They better.
I feel like they probably are.
They have to. Like, it was so good.
Uh-huh. I think it did well, too.
No, it did. Anything else in the news?
Oh, I can't believe it's March 15th. Wow.
Oh, don't say that.
When's your last exam?
I think, like, let me check. My homework. The 17th.
Oh, that's not bad. I'm the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
My, like, exam schedule, though, is, like, pretty good. Like, I feel like I usually have, like, everything on one day or, like, everything, like a day apart.
Yeah.
But mine's pretty good. Like, I have the 3rd, the 6th, the 12th, the 17th, the 22nd.
Okay, that's not bad.
So I have, like, multiple days in between each of them, which is nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Do you have any in-person exams?
No, thank God.
I have, like, one, like, written one, but it's online.
Okay, yeah, so that was mine.
Yeah. And then other than that, most of mine are all, like just finals.
Yeah, ours is due on the 5th, right?
Which
For
one?
For our class. Like, the final essay.
Is it? I'm just realizing I don't think I have it in my homework.
Oh.
Let me see. Or no, it's on the 12th.
Why is mine the 5th?
I don't know. Wait, we should check. Let me see Dropbox. Oh, yeah, it is the 5th.
Okay, good.
I don't know why. I've never messed up my dates. But now this is second time with this class.
Oh, no. I've messed up my dates probably like 4 times already this semester.
I think it's because, like, our professor for this class says, like, what's it called? Like, she says week this instead of the actual date.
That's all my profs now. I'm like,
and
please tell me the date.
She counted reading week as a week.
Yeah.
So she said reading week was week 7. I think that's why I'm confused.
Probably.
Because usually, like, we only have 12 weeks in a class, but we have 13 in this one.
Yeah.
Okay, I should change that real quick. Okay, so then I actually do have something due a day apart.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
You'll be fine.
I'll be good. But yeah, other than that, I feel like my schedule's pretty chill. Holy, why do I, like, I'm so congested. I don't feel sick at all. I think it's just a mix of, like, not sleeping and, like, Bender and my allergies.
Probably, yeah.
But I just am, like, really phlegmy and congested. Ugh. Okay. Well, in other news, the Oscars happened.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No, have you?
I actually did.
Oh, really?
I was watching it at work, and then I went to my coworker's house because they were having, like, an Oscar party. So, like, every year they make predictions on who will win and stuff. And if you lose, you have to, like, take a shot and stuff. But, yeah, no, so it was fun. But,
yeah. So I, the only reason I knew it was happening was because of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, like, some sneak peeks. I didn't want to look. like at all of the outfits, but I saw some sneak peeks of the outfits and they were so not good.
Right. Yeah, no, I saw a couple of questionable ones too. But yeah, I really want to see that one movie, that Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, I'm down.
It, like, even before the Oscars, what was it? The Golden Globes. It's Golden Globes movies, I think. Okay. But yeah, it's been winning so many awards. Apparently, it's so good.
I'm super down.
But yeah, it won Best Picture. Also, it won Best Directing.
Wow.
Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress. Jamie Lee Curtis, that was her first Oscar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cute. Aww.
Okay, I found the outfits.
Yeah, okay, I have a link for the Vanity Fair
party. Is it Vanity Fair?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, okay, I have the one for... Oh, okay, do you want to do the party first then?
Yeah.
It's this one, right?
Nope. Okay. Wait, oh, mine's on E! News. Go on the E! News one. So if you want to follow along, it's called Vanity Fair Oscars After Party 2023 Red Carpet Fashion. And it's on E! News. But yeah, so I guess like the after party is like not just for like people in the film industry. Like yeah. A lot of like celebrities go to it. So there's like more.
Send me the link, please.
Yeah, there's more like people that like we know, like celebrities we know, because I saw some like red carpet ones and I was like, who are these people? I also like have not been watching movies, like I after COVID especially I never go to the movies, so I don't like see any new movies.
Oh, I've been hitting the movies.
Yeah, you're a big movie person. I'm
I
like,
love
I'm a TV show kind of person. But I do like going to the movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. I just forget about it. Okay, I'm airdropping it to you. Oh, wait. I'm airdropping it to my computer. Whoops. Is your airdrop on? I'll just text it to you.
Yeah, just text it to me.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Amazing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you see it?
Yes.
All right, first up, we got Megan Thee Stallion. I actually like this.
She's kind of slaying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an all black, like with the mermaid dress vibe. It's like a cool texture.
Yeah, it is cool. And like...
She looks really not good.
Yeah. And there's really like the mesh at the top. It's a cool dress. Like, I feel like it's like, I haven't... For a black dress, it's, like, still looks pretty, like, original and different.
Yeah, agreed. And the nails, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd give this, like, an 8.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.5.
Love it. Okay, next we got Shay Mitchell. I really like this.
Okay, I like it. The only thing I would say is it's really basic. Like, I see this on, like, almost every celebrity.
Yeah, I've like, seen similar ones.
Like, the corset vibe, like, the... Uh-huh. But, no, it does look really good on her.
And she just looks, like, really pretty.
Yeah. I just wish she would accessorize more.
Uh-huh.
Like a necklace.
Yeah. I'm going to give it like an 8 again, too.
Yeah. Same.
Gigi Hadid. Huh? Yeah, this is like fine. She's like doing a weird pose, so I can't really see the top of it. Yeah, it's just like a red. Like it's like
it's
nice.
Like a red dress. It's like very fitted.
Yeah, it's flattering.
Yeah. I'll give it, like, a 7.
Yeah, I'm going to give it, like, 7. Okay, I need to go cough a lung up. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Poor girl. We should get a Twitter account. Do we have a Twitter account? Let me look. Radio Laurie Twitter. We do have a Twitter account. I'm just checking to see if we have a Twitter account or not. They do. you post a lot too. Aww.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm much better now. Yeah, especially in the morning. Like, God, if I don't let it out, then. Okay, next is Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
And custom Maison Margiela. I don't love this. No. It's like this weird, like, black, but like is it metallic.
Satin? Yeah, yeah, it's metallic.
I don't even know. And then it has this weird bow on the front and cape.
Yeah, like, what is this cape?
I like her hair, though.
Yeah, she looks good.
But I'm going to give it, like, a 6.3.
Yeah, like a 6.5.
And then next up, we got Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Are they dating?
Yeah. Oh. Who is Sophie Turner?
She's been in a few movies that I've seen.
Yeah? She's an actress?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been dating for a while, I think.
Oh.
Is he wearing slides with socks?
No.
Doesn't it kind of look like that, though?
One sec.
Or is that the
just... look like loafers.
Oh. So funny.
I
like... Okay, like, if you look at the bottom of her dress, like, I like how that looks. Like, the sheer with the sparkles and stuff. But then once you, like, scroll up, like, and look at, like, the fit it's and everything, like, it's just, like,
looks
weird.
Looks like a grandma dress.
Yeah.
Like, the cutout, like, I don't know.
Yeah. And he's wearing, like, some, like, velour, like, flower. Of course, it's Louis Vuitton. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give it, like, a 6.
Yeah, collectively, I give it, like, a 5.1. All right.
Okay, next is Emily Ratajkowski.
I feel like she wears, like, the same thing every time.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like, something sheer. Like,
she looks naked.
Yeah.
I don't That's like all. It.
Yeah, no, I'm not obsessed.
This is not cute.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she looks good. It's just, like, a weird fit.
Such a weird fit.
This is, like, a 3 for me.
Yeah, it's, like, a 2.1.
Mm-hmm. Taika Waititi and Rita Ora. Okay, honestly, I really like her dress. I've never seen anything like this.
Me neither. That's really cool.
Yeah. Like, so, like, the front.
Like, it has, like, little loops.
Yeah, it's really cool, like, connecting it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I like the, like, front cut, too.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I would say is the puffy dress at the bottom.
Yeah. But it's cool, though, because it, like, how do they have that puffy effect from, like, just individual things? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
I don't know. I'm going to give it, like, an 8.5.
Okay, same.
And I like her jewelry and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Her jewelry looks good.
Kerry Washington. I really like this.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
Kind of reminds me of, like, the dress Jenna Ortega wore to something that we were looking at. Like, it's, like, the same color and kind of fit. It's really simplistic, but just, like really pretty.
It's really nice. It's really flattering.
Yeah, I'm honestly going to give this, like, a 9.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I feel like she could have worn some more jewelry and stuff, but.
Yeah.
Cardi B. I don't even know. Yeah.
What is that?
Like, is it over her face too?
Yes, I think so.
I just know it's uncomfy.
Like a 4.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5.
It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely interesting. Okay, next we got Olivia Wilde.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just, like, not my favorite.
It's giving, like, sexy Pope.
Yeah. Like, the bra
and
underneath.
She's so
and
hot,
stuff.
Too. Like, her in, what was that movie called?
Don't Worry, Darling?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks so good in
she
that.
Looks so good in that.
Yeah, don't love it.
No.
I give it, like, a 5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5, too.
Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo.
God.
Like, how are they still together?
I know.
He
just gives me the absolute ick.
Yeah. She looks good, though.
She does look good.
And I feel like I've seen this dress probably
a million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give
like
them.
It's just, like, recycled.
Yeah, I give them, like, a 6.
Yeah, I'll give, like, a 5.4.
Christina Aguilera. There's just a lot going on.
I know.
I would give this like a 4.
Yeah.
I like her nails and jewelry, they match everything. It's chrome hearts too, which is cool. Yeah. It's on the red carpet, but yeah.
I just know.
No. All right. Queen Jennifer Coolidge. I feel like she looks the same at every red carpet.
I know. Like every single time, she's just Jenny.
Yeah.
From the block.
Yeah, I don't love this dress.
Not at all.
I give it like a 3.
Maybe a 2.5.
Kendall Jenner. I'm just like confused.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she looks really good. I like the fit of it a lot.
It's so ugly.
But like the pattern on
I'm sorry, it's so ugly. I was like, not expecting that.
What is it? Like, it's like snakeskin, but like not even.
It's like mermaid like tail, but like
the color too. Like what color is this?
It's like gold.
But, like, not ish. A nice gold.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I hear gold, I'm like, oh, like, pretty. No, this is, like, weird.
This is not cute. Give it, like, a 3.
Yeah. Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello.
I'm such a big fan of her.
I know. I love her. No, she looks really good. I like this dress, too. Yeah. See, like, this is what I think of when I hear gold.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's stunning. Yeah, I give them like an 8. They look good.
Yeah, I'll give them a 9.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Ball, man.
Oh, my.
God.
What is going on here?
Is it a pantsuit?
It's like an Oreo. Like,
it's
yeah.
It's a pantsuit.
I don't even. And then she has like a sarong.
Wrap skirt.
Yeah.
And like, what? Girly pop.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, too.
What?
Hailey Bieber.
0.
Honestly, no, I like, besides even just her, like, I don't like this at all. I usually really like her fashion sense.
Yeah, it is nice usually, but, like, I don't.
This just makes her look evil, especially what's going on in the news. Like, she just looks like the villain here.
Yeah, she looks like a Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I also just seen this dress like probably a million times.
It makes her look 30 years older. Like if you told me she's 52, I would believe you in this photo. Like look at it.
No, literally.
And she usually is like so pretty and has good fashion sense. So I don't know what went wrong here. But and she works with Saint Laurent a lot too.
Is it Saint Laurent?
Yeah.
Oh.
They usually do a good job. But
surprising.
Oh my God, BJ Novak and Mindy Kaling.
Oh.
They're from The Office.
I don't watch The Office.
Love The Office. And it's just funny because it's like reunion.
No, I love her though.
Yeah, I love her. And this dress looks really flattering.
It's cute.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the cut.
Yeah, but I like the like, what's it called? Like material.
Yeah.
It's cool. Her makeup looks good.
It just looks basic.
Yeah, I'll give him like 7.
Yeah, like a 6.
How do you? I never know how to say her name. Shailene.
Shailene.
Yeah, Woodley.
God.
What is this? See, another dress where it just makes you look 30 years older.
No, for real though. What is this girl?
It's just like a velour, like plain dress.
So plain.
Yeah,
and
it's
she
very
looks
basic.
Depressed.
She does not want to be there.
At all.
She's punching the air.
She really is. I give this like a 5.
Yeah.
It's so basic. Give me something.
Jodie Turner Smith and Joshua Jackson.
Who is that?
I don't know, but I've honestly never seen anything like this. Like, I honestly kind of like it. I'm not obsessed with the red part. I think it could be done differently.
Yeah.
But I love how it matches her lipstick. And, like, it's just, like, a cool thing. Like, and when you look at the bottom, too.
Oh, that is pretty cute. Yeah. Doesn't it have red at the bottom, too?
Yeah. That's it's nice. Pretty cool. I'd say, like, I give it, like, a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, a 6.8.
All right, Michael B. Jordan.
Sir.
I mean, like, he's just so hot, so we can just, like, get away with being basic, but, like, yeah, I don't so love it.
Basic, I cannot. I like the chain, though.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, too. Don't like the big rose on the side.
Where?
Like, do you not see that? Like, it's a big flower.
Oh, yeah. God, no.
Yeah. Sure. I'll give it, like a 6. 4. Point, yeah, 6.5, because he's hot.
And still on 2-0-2.
Estee Ham, Elena Ham, Danielle Ham.
Who are these people?
I'm not sure.
I do not like any of their dresses.
Me neither.
Oh my God, what is this?
I don't even know. I don't really have words. Like, what are the materials? I don't even know what's going on. They all have, like, completely different, like, fits of dress, too. Yeah, like, one is, like, turtleneck, long sleeve to the floor. And then the other one's, like, a club dress that's strapless.
Yeah.
And the other one has one strap. And, like, I don't even know.
The Ham sisters did not go ham.
Oh, they did not. I'd give it a 3.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 2.
Because there's like 3
one.
Of them.
1 point for each.
Billie Lourd. I like this. It's like pretty like simplistic.
It's okay.
Yeah.
The fit should, it looks like it's just drooping down.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be like the style. Like I think like each strap is like different.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I don't hate it. I'd give it, like, a 6.
I'll give it, like, a 5.
Perfect. Eva Longoria. I actually really like this. She looks really good. And I feel like this is good because she was at the Oscars in, like, a, like, formal, classy outfit. And then for the after party, like...
She looks like a baddie.
Yeah. I like this. I give this, like, an 8.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. Should we go start looking at some Oscars, like, red fits? Carpet yes. fits? Okay, what link are you on?
Let me find. There's one on Cosmopolitan. It says all the red carp. Oh, my laptop just died.
It's oh.
Okay. We have our cellular today.
R.I.P. I just got an email
from
graduating class celebrating 2023. And your ticket includes food, photo booths, signature Laurier alumni glassware.
Aww. Oh my God, you're going to be an alumni.
I know. I don't even know, like, who's graduating. None of our close friends are graduating. Maybe I'll send it to, like, Kendra Kelsey. When is it? April 11th. What is that? Oh, a Tuesday. Oh, I work every Tuesday.
Okay, I sent you the link.
Perfect. All right. So this one is called All the Red Carpet Looks from the 2023 Oscars from Cosmopolitan.
Yes.
If you want to follow along.
Ooh.
Okay, first is Rihanna.
Queen.
Yeah. She looks beautiful as always.
Not the largest, massive fan of this dress.
Yeah, it's very her, though. Like, she just has, like, she can pull it off. You know what I mean? She can pull off,
like, anything.
I feel like she's, like, even prettier when she's pregnant, too.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, literally glowing.
Yeah, she looks so good.
Oh, beautiful.
She was wearing another dress that I saw of her in A$AP Rocky backstage. I think it's the one that she performed in, and they looked really good. Yeah.
Okay, we should look at that.
But, yeah, like, I like that she's showing off her bump and stuff. It's not my favorite, but I'd give it, like, a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, a 7.2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next is Lady Gaga.
I saw her on Twitter. I didn't even recognize her.
It's giving, like, prom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
She usually does, like, crazy fun looks. Uh-huh. This is just plain and, like...
Mm-hmm. And, like, I get it. The Oscars, I feel like, is more, like, kind of, like... Classy. Yeah. Yeah, I'd give it, like, a 6.
Yeah. 6.4. Okay, Melissa McCarthy.
I hate this.
She looks like Big Bird.
It's bad. It's the puffy really sleeves, bad. Too. Like, it's just so unflattering.
No.
Like, girl. I just, like, how can you even move in that? It's, like, a massive dress.
It's, like.
But, like, it doesn't have any, like, shape or anything. It
looks, like, 10 times bigger than her.
Yeah. No. This is, like, a 3.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, a 3 as well.
Colin Farrell and Henry Tadeus. I like that they're matching. It's kind of cute. This is a very
basic.
It is basic. This is a very Oscars suit for me. Yeah, I feel like all men wear, like, the same suit, like a bow tie. But, like, they look cute. Is that his son? Or maybe, no, like, idea. Co-star? Because they are wearing, like, or, I mean, they have different last names.
Yeah, maybe it's a co-star. They're cute, though.
I'm Googling him.
They're, like, the same height.
Oh, he is his son.
Oh.
Cute. Yeah, no, I think it is cute. I'll give it, like, yeah, 7.
Yeah, 7 as well.
Cate Blanchett. This is just, like, 2 combined outfits in one.
Yeah, I don't get it.
4.
Yeah, like a 3.
Miles Teller and Keeley Sperry Teller, they look really good.
They look bomb.
They look like $1 million.
They look so good.
Yeah, I like her dress. It's like her fits dress her perfectly.
Is so nice, and the she shoes. Looks stunning.
Yeah,
and he looks cute.
9.
Yeah, I'll give it a 9 as well.
All right, Dwayne Johnson,
sir.
Sir, what's your opinion on The Rock? I love him.
I love him. He's like the best. He's like such an OG, like he is. Actor.
I don't know. I like it because it's different. Like I like the like satin baby. Like I feel like I really like a dress this color.
Yeah,
in material.
No, he looks like a cutie pie.
Yeah, and it's original. I give it like a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Deepika Padukone.
I feel like that's not my favorite, but I feel like it's pretty fitting for the Oscars.
Yeah. Like it's I think very it's, black.
Yeah.
Like it literally looks like a sticker or something.
Her arm looks like 10 miles long. Doesn't it?
Oh my god, it does.
I think it's just the way like the dress is sitting on her shoulder too.
Probably. That's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, I'd give it like a 6. Yeah, I'm sleepy. next, we got Kate Hudson. Like,
moment of silence.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, zoom in on it. If she didn't have those sleeves, it would look really nice. Like, look how cool those straps are that are going around. I like
the straps.
It's really just the sleeves that ruined it.
Yeah. I really like the tail, too.
Yeah.
It's just like, a very nice, like, sparkly dress.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Yeah.
It's just the sleeves. I don't know. I'd give it, like, a 6.8.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, a 7.
Mm-hmm. Brian Tyree Henry. I really like this.
I like it too.
And the chain, like
the chain looks sick. No, I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give him like 7.8.
Yeah, I'll give it like an 8.
I have no idea how to say this.
Aitana Rina Perez.
I really like this outfit.
I like it too. It just looks like lingerie.
It does kind of, but like cool. Like she looks expensive.
Yeah.
I really like this. I'm going to give it like an 8.
I'll give it like a 7.
Pedro Pascal. Pascal. I don't know, bro.
Basic once again.
Yeah, he's not even wearing a tie.
Is he? No.
Is yeah. He? No, he's not. Like a 4.
Yeah, like, sir. Same.
Oh, no. What is this?
Oh. Jesse Buckley. God.
She looks like a villain from like a Disney movie.
No, literally. She looks like. Yeah, exactly. That's horrible.
It's really, really bad.
The hair needs to go.
It's like a 2 for me.
Yeah, like a 1.
Janelle Monáe.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do too. She looks really good.
It like fits her well.
Uh-huh. And usually I don't like those 2-part dresses. With, like, completely different ones. But, like, this one looks classy and stuff.
Yeah, no, I like how it's showing, like, a little bit of, like, stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looks great.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah, I'd give it, like, a 7.8.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, an 8.
Jenny Slate. I guess just kind of boring. I feel like I get what she's going for with, like, the corset and, like, bustier.
It just looks like, why does it go out?
Yeah, the shape is weird.
Yeah.
Give it, like, a 5.6.
Give it, like, a 4.
Michael B. Jordan. Okay, I feel like this was even more basic than his after-party look.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's just wearing, like, a plain suit.
What's on the suit? Like, pins?
Yeah, like, 2 little pins.
Oh. Like, a 4.
Yeah. Boring.
Boring.
Okay, Allison Sandro and Barry Cogan.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of like his suit, though.
I like his suit, but, like, I wish they were matching a bit more.
Yeah, they're not matching at all, but I like the color of his a lot.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Hers is just kind of, like, basic.
I do not like her dress.
I feel like this is, like, something, like, a mom would wear to, like, a wedding.
No, literally.
Like, yeah. Collectively, I give them, like, a 4.
Same.
Okay, Salma Hayek. She looks really good.
I really like it.
Yeah, me too. I really like this color on her, too.
No, it looks so good.
Yeah. And it fits her, like,
and
a glove.
And she's just beautiful.
Yeah, she is. She's killing it. Yeah, I'd give her, like, a 7.5.
I'd give it, like, an 8.
Andrea Roseboro.
It looks like a dress that a grandma would be buried in.
Yeah. And it just, the color of it, like, is, like, the same as her skin tone.
Yeah,
like, it just washes
so
her out.
Pale.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, blending into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The white wall. Give this, like, a 2.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. I'll give it a 3.
Okay, Michelle Williams. It's okay.
Yeah, like, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Like, it's different. It's, like, do you see how it clasps at the neck? And it's, like, a veil that, like, goes over her.
Yeah, kind of.
I like the way they styled it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give this, like, a 7.
I'll give, like, a 6.3.
Rooney Mara. This is bad.
Oh my god,
look at that bottom.
The bottom,
it looks like they tied it up in a ponytail. Like, it,
what is
that? I've never seen a train like that.
That is horrendous.
And she just looks not happy to
be
there.
She looks like a puffball.
Yeah, and this also is like the same like color as her skin. Like, it looks like it just washes her out,
blending into the white wall.
Yeah,
like, this is like a 3.
Yeah, I'd give it like a 2. Bailey Bass.
I like it.
I really like this, too.
She looks really good.
It's so flattering.
No, I know.
Those sleeves are really cool, too. I've never seen anything like that.
I really like the cut open sleeves.
Yeah, she looks classy. Like,
it just, connects, all together. I really like it.
Yeah, this is good. This is, an 8.8.
Yeah, it's, a 9.
What is she from?
Oh, she looks really familiar. I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Let me search it up.
Yeah, I like everything about this.
She's from Avatar.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the new Avatar.
Me neither. Everyone was obsessed with it, though. Oh, she's really pretty.
Yeah, she looks super good in this picture, too.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Garfield. He looks like kind of a Joe from You.
He does, kind of. But not as creepy. Yeah, see, once again, the classic Oscar suit. Black with the black tie. Or black bow tie, I mean. Yeah, it's fine. Look it. The guy under it is wearing the exact same thing.
Oh.
I'm not even rating those ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Halle Berry. She looks like a Greek goddess.
Yeah, she looks really good.
I know.
I love this. Yeah, the fit, everything. They did a really good job.
No, she looks really good. Queen, I give it an 8.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Okay, I saw a picture of this, but this picture is, not a flattering picture. I liked it when I saw it.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of the material of the dress, on the boobs. And then, it's, a different kind of material for the corset and then goes down. I liked it. But this picture, and just her position isn't the best.
Yeah, it's not.
But, yeah, I give it, a 7.5. It fits her really nice.
Yeah, I'll give it, a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Yeoh.
I think she looks really pretty.
She does look pretty. Just the material I don't really like.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I feel like, because she's, how old is she? She's 60.
What?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. She was 40.
No.
Oh, my God. She looks really good for her age.
Yeah, no, I feel like she just, it's, good, age appropriate and stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. I'll give, a 7.5.
Yeah, I'll give, a 7.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Haven't they been, a thing for, so long?
I have no idea. Are they married or just, dating?
Maybe married.
I saw a video of her, being super weird on the red carpet, though, and everyone thought she was, hammered.
Really?
But she might be, yeah.
Oh.
But, I don't mind this. I think they match really well.
Yeah,
just, I feel like we've seen this dress. Especially,
20 times.
Yeah, yeah. Even at... This.
I give it, a 5.
Yeah.
Her hair does not look straightened also. It looks, half done.
Yeah. Paul Mescal. I like this.
It's okay.
Yeah, he looks classy. The suit fits him really nice.
Yeah.
I like how it's kind of, almost, boot cut. Ish. It's, wide leg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd give it, a 7.
Yeah, I'll give, 6.
Samuel L. Jackson. It's just,
basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt.
I like the fit.
I do, too. It's, flattering.
Yeah.
It's a little boring, but...
It's really boring, but, I really like how it looks on her.
Yeah, I'd give it, a 6.5. Yeah. 5.
Okay.
Thames. Ooh. I think this is really cool.
Oh, my God. And I love her music.
Yeah. Her shoes, too.
Oh, she looks so stunning.
Her makeup. I really like this.
Oh, my God. I love it. It looks like it's giving, mermaid, sea creature vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really she looks white. Majestic.
Yeah, she looks very majestic. I'll give it, this, a 8.9.
Love. Okay, yeah. I'm going to give it, an 8.5. I see. I'm not even rating these basic, men's... outfits all look the same.
Sabrina, Dour, Elba, and Idris Elba.
Not crazy about this, but however, I will say this color is like super original and looks really good on her.
Yeah.
They're not matching. I really like but
they're not at all. Uh-huh. It does not look good together.
But she looks really good.
She does. Agree.
I'd give this like a 6.3.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 6.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Chastain. She looks like Jessica Rabbit.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't hate it.
It's cute.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Yeah.
I'll give it like a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 6.5.
Paul Dano. This is literally like a 2. Looks like a pajama suit. Like, what is this print?
It looks something I would get from like Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. All right, we got Austin Butler in the classic Oscar suit. Not even rating it.
I hate him.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Dreyfus.
Girl.
This looks like a pajama print, too.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Not a fan.
No, at all.
I'd give it a 3.
Same. Kelly Ripa.
I like this. It's a little boring, but...
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
I like there. The fit.
Yeah.
She definitely could have spiced it up, but...
Very much so.
I think she's, a... What is it? What's that show? It's like something with Ryan and Kelly. It's like a news show.
News?
Or, yeah, or like a talk show.
Oh.
Live with Ryan and Kelly. That's what it's called.
Something with Ryan and Kelly. She's, oh yeah, she's, okay. I don't know. I'll give it like 6.
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly.
It's different.
Yeah, like, I don't hate it.
I feel like there's a lot of, like, peeking out, like,
mm-hmm.
tops.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's kind of similar to things we've seen, but also it's, like, different. I've never seen, like, a neckline like that.
Yeah. I'll give this, like, a 5.6.
Yeah, I agree with that. Anna DuVernay.
It's Ava, actually.
Or Ava, sorry. Dyslexic. I don't know how I feel about this.
It's just very, like, tacky.
Yeah.
I think, like, the sparkles are just not it.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
And they don't even match.
Yeah. Like, I like the ones at the bottom, like, this how it goes on the side.
Yeah.
But I'm not obsessed with the top half.
No.
Yeah, I give this like a 5.
Same.
Anna de Armas or Armas.
Armas.
She looks really pretty.
She does look good. She just looks very pale.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I
don't like the bottom.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not a huge fan. I think it was Marilyn Monroe inspired because she played Marilyn Monroe in that new in Blonde.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd give it, like, a 6.
Yeah, same.
Carrie Condon.
No.
This is literally prom.
This is literally prom.
Yeah, it's just, like, a plain yellow dress.
Not even, like, a nice yellow. It's, like, very, very pale.
Yeah, I'd give it, like, a 4.
Same.
Danae Gurria. This is very Oscars to me. I still don't love it, but, like...
Yeah.
I think she understood the assignment.
She did.
I'd give it, like, a 5.
Same. Okay, Angela Bassett.
This isn't my favorite.
Not a huge fan of the color.
Mm-hmm. There's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
Looks like it's, like, tied half, like, near the bottom. Like, yeah. They just, like, tied it in a knot.
What is up with all these knots?
I know.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like a 5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 as well.
Rainey Quayle. This is good. Little plain.
It's so basic. I cannot.
But I like the, like, she looks classy.
Yeah, she looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. I give like a 6.
Yeah. Winnie Harlow. I do not like this lady.
You don't?
She's apparently really rude. She was like, I saw her at the mall once.
Which mall?
Square One.
Really? That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. This isn't my favorite. I've seen her in some really good looks, but.
No.
Yeah, this isn't my favorite. I'd give it like a 5.
Same. Mm-hmm. Give it like a 4.
Yeah.
Stephanie Sue. This looks like a garbage bag.
It's just the material that's really weird. Yeah,
it looks like bed sheets.
It does. Like cheap hotel ones. But like, yeah, if it wasn't, like, think of if it was in another material, she'd look like a princess.
I know.
But.
Yeah, no. I'll give this like 5.
Yeah. Florence Pugh. Or how do you say her last name? Pugh?
Pugh?
Pugh. I don't know.
Not the pill.
Okay, love the shoes. We'll say that. But it's also giving like comforter again.
Not the shoes.
I like those shoes.
They look like they're deformed.
I think it's just the picture. They're just like are super platformed. But yeah, it looks like she's wearing a comforter wrapped around her.
No, like actually, and just like some, what's it called? Booty shorts.
It's like when you're like wake up in the morning, you're like cold, so you like bring your comforter to the bathroom with you.
It looks like your comforter.
It literally looks like my comforter. Yeah, I don't know. It's like it looks cool. Like she looks cool.
If it was a different material, maybe.
Yeah. I like the necklace and stuff though. Like and her makeup looks phenomenal.
Yeah, her makeup.
And like that hair I could never pull off, but like she ever. Still looks good.
She does.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'd say I'd give it like a 6.
I'd give it like a 4.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz. I like this.
I like it too.
He always just has like the coolest fits.
Who is that?
He is like an old, like, you know, his daughter Zoe Kravitz.
She sounds really familiar.
You'd know her if you saw her, but he's like an old like singer.
But oh, okay, yeah. She's, like, very famous. Mm-hmm. Where was she in?
She was in a popular movie. Oh,
Divergent.
She was in Batman also, too.
Oh, okay. She was also in High Fidelity. Oh, yeah, she was in, like, all of the... she was Shane Woodley's friend.
Oh, yeah.
In Divergent and all those movies.
Yeah, I like this. I'll give it like an 8. His chains too and his sunglasses. Like he just looks swag.
Agreed. No, our one roommate, shout out Anna, hates the Divergent movies. Every time I want to play one, she's like, no. Okay, next is Halle Bailey.
She looks like a little princess. Like
she looks really cute.
Yeah, she does.
Looks like I want to just put her in my pocket.
Yeah. And, like, her hair, the jewelry. Like, she looks like Cinderella.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Agreed.
I'm going to give her, like, an 8.2.
Me too.
Cara Delevingne. I also really like this. I think she looks really, like, classy.
I like it. I just don't like extra stuff at the shoulder.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It could... I would still like it if it was a bit smaller.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. The shoes, too, like... The jewelry, she just looks like a million bucks. And she I does. Feel like this is the first time I've seen her at an award show, and she looks, like, healthy.
Oh, yeah, no. I sent Hannah this interview, like, about
I know, I put it stuff. To my watch later. I didn't watch it yet, but...
Okay.
Yeah, no, I like this. I'm giving it an 8.
Same. Yeah, Ariana DeBose.
This reminds me of, like, what was that year with the Met Gala when it was all kind of, like, medieval looking? Like, I don't even know. Like, what? Think of, like, what the Kardashians wore and stuff like that. And it was all, like, Balmain. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Was it camp? No.
Maybe. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But, yes.
It's the when Kim Kardashian wore, like, that see-through. No, that was recent.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about, like, where she looked, like, wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the one I was thinking of. I was thinking of the Balmain one.
Let me search it up.
like this.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't it kind of remind you of that? They all had kind of similar outfits that year.
Yeah, they looked sick.
But yeah, I do like this. I really like the sleeves. Like, look, she has like a...
yeah, I like the chain kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. Looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd give it like a 7 something.
Yeah, same.
Mindy Kaling. Oh, I actually like this. She looks really good.
Oh, she does look really good.
This is cool.
Yeah, I like
it. It's different.
It is really different.
Yeah.
I feel like, once again, though, like the stripes.
Yeah.
Like the amount of corsets we already saw, like mm-hmm. that.
I know. I feel like that's like in right now. Yeah. I like the sleeves, though. They're cool because they look like gloves almost.
Yeah.
And they go out.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it
like a 7.
Yeah, I'm going to give it like 7.5.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I like this on her.
It looks very age appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, how old is she now? She's in her 60s.
Yeah.
And she won, too. Her speech was really cute. And, like, I just, like, love her, like, look. Like, her haircut and stuff. Like, she just looks like that, like, cool, like,
yeah.
aunt. Yeah, I'd give her, like, a 7.6.
Yeah, agreed.
Kate skipping this basic man one. Allison Williams.
I do not like it.
Me neither. Once again, like the comforter.
At all. It looks horrible.
What's going on at the bottom, too?
Like, what?
Yeah, this is like a 3.
This is like a 2. Mm-hmm. And she's so pretty, too.
Yeah. Eva Longoria. See, doesn't this look like the Balmain, too?
She looks like literally like Kim Kardashian.
She does. She does.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's cool. I'd give it like a 7.
Same. Okay, Sigourney Weaver. No.
Yeah, this is not it for me.
She looks like the Oscar.
She does. Like the gold.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, fuzzy. Like, it looks like, you know, when your screen, like, your TV screen would get, like, that, like, gray fuzziness and stuff.
Yeah.
And that, like, wasn't working. It looks like that, but gold. This is, like, a 3.
Yeah, it's like a 2 for me.
Sandra Oh.
Oh.
Like, it has potential. I like this kind of material. But, like...
It just looks weird.
Yeah.
If it was, like, more normal and not, like, all over the place,
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, 3.
Yeah. Agreed. Not obsessed. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Malala Yousafzai.
Okay, that's really cool how they put her hijab, like, built into the dress.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it, too.
It's kind of similar to a lot of other things we've seen tonight, like, with, like, the, like, sparkly stuff. But I don't mind it. I think it's, like, a good, like, it's, like, modest.
Yeah.
But, like, really cool still. I'd give it, like, a 6.
Same. Mm-hmm. Fan Bing Bing.
Once again, with the comforter. I do like the dress underneath. Like, I mean, it's similar to a lot of other things.
Just where's the correlation of the colors?
Yeah. Like, I feel what like without it, it would look really cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give it like 4. We have Jamie Lee Curtis again. She looks so cute.
Outfit change? Question mark?
Oh, I think that's the same one.
Okay. She's like, what? No, she does look really cute.
Laverne Cox.
I don't get it. I give it like a 4.
Me too. Sophia Carson. I mean, she looks like, I don't know.
If it wasn't puffy at the bottom and it was just more fitted, I really like the cut on the top.
Yeah, I like the cut, but like it also like she looks like she was doing like a mummy costume and just wrapped toilet paper around her. Like, doesn't it kind of?
True, yeah. I see it.
Yeah, I'd give it like a 5.
Same.
Okay, skipping the basic one. Ashley Graham. I saw her, like, red carpet. I actually, like, liked her outfit.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks cute.
Mm-hmm. Did you see her interviewing, like, Hugh Jackson?
No.
He was, like, he's just being, like, a, like, not nice.
Really?
He's just being rude.
Why?
And short. I don't know. You should look it up. Like, so many people are, like, giving him, like, backlash, and she, like, handled it really well because she was interviewing people, like, on the red carpet.
Why was he mean? Like, for what
like,
reason?
He was just super short with her. Like, you have to, like, watch it. He was just being rude.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay. But, no, I think she looked really good. I'll give it, like, a, like, 6.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Winnie Harlow we saw already.
Vanessa Hudgens. Basic.
Yeah, I usually really like her outfits, too.
Me, too.
Like, she looks gorgeous, but, like, yeah, it's not my favorite dress. It's kind of giving, like, 70s.
Yeah, like, it does. It's giving, like, table cloth.
Yeah, this has, like, a 6.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6, too.
Monica Barbaro. Okay, I don't love the combination of these colors, but I do like the dress itself. Like, if she did this with, like, different colors, I feel like it could be really cool.
Yeah, agree.
Or all even one color, like, or, like, a, like, dark black and, like, a light, like, black or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the colors are, like, really, like, different.
They're so not good.
Yeah. So I give it, like, a 5.
Same.
Zuri Hall.
Ooh.
She looks really good.
She looks really pretty.
I love this. This, I'll like, give screams, it to her. Like, Oscars to me, too.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the bangs on her. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's, like, I like the fit, the gloves. Yeah. She looks really good. I give it, like, a, like, 8.8.
Yeah. Basic. Hong Chao.
What is happening at the bottom? Yeah. The bottom of it is just, like...
What? Why is it there?
It's, like, a completely, like, different dress.
I feel like there's, like, another, like, actress or something, like, beside her, and it's just, she caught the dress.
In the back, yeah, in the back of her photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't love it.
No.
Yeah, I give it, like, a 4.
Same.
This next one, Deanne Bray and Troy Kotsur. I swear to God, someone at my prom literally wore this. Like, this is the most prom.
It's, like, just, like, a really basic, like, emerald green. Like, nothing to it.
Yeah. I really like the color, but that's it.
Yeah. I give this, like, a 4.
Yeah, me too. Elizabeth Olsen. I don't know.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with this.
I don't get it.
Like, 4.
Yeah. It's too basic. Quest Love.
It's like a super long baggy trench coat.
I know.
It's like, I don't even know. This is a 2.
Yeah, it's a 2 for me as well.
Lily Singh.
Singh.
Or Singh, whatever. She's, this is, like, she's wearing a long trench coat now, too. She looks like a flasher.
Oh, God. What is going on? Yeah, I'll give this, like, a 4.
Mm-hmm.
The color's not it as well. Leslie Patterson, Miss Girl.
Wait, I haven't seen it. Oh, my. I think this might be my least favorite.
I think so, too.
It's, we've got, what, the lime green, like, yellowish.
Top.
Pink, red, so much going on.
Like
not fitted at all.
I feel like they just, like, found fabric and just put it all together.
Yeah.
Last minute.
It looks like, do you ever watch Drag Race and when they have to, like, make an outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, but, no. Like, they're not experienced.
God, I give this, like, 0.
Yeah, 0.
I'm sorry, girl. What is that?
Lauren Ridloff. I like this.
Once again, the Balmain vibes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looks, like, really pretty.
Yeah, it's, like, very sparkly, cute, chic.
Mm-hmm. Oscars vibes. Yeah, I give this, like, a 7.5.
Same.
Ram Sharam. Mm. He looks like a prince. doesn't he?
Prince Harry.
Prince Ram.
Prince Ram.
Yeah, I don't know, like six.
Yeah.
Okay, Lonely Love.
It's giving tablecloth.
Yeah, it is looking like tablecloth.
Tablecloth.
Yeah, I give us like a four.
Same.
Chloe East. I like this.
I like it too.
Yeah.
I like the train.
Uh-huh, me too. She like her jewelry's nice.
It's very basic, but it's mm-hmm. cute.
Yeah, I give it like a 6.5.
Same.
How many left do we have on this? Okay, I think there's only like 10 more.
Okay.
Because I'm starting to run out of adjectives. Okay. Tia Career. Or Career.
Career.
I don't know.
Career.
Yeah, I just don't love this.
It's so, like, weird. Like, it's, like washed up glitter.
Yeah. And, like, the puffy sleeve. Or not, the, like, the pointy sleeves.
Yeah.
The weird belt.
The gold belt. It gets like a green dress, but like so weird.
Yeah, like a three.
Yeah, I'll give it a three as well.
Nichelle Turner.
I like it.
Yeah, I like this too. It is a little boring, but like it's Oscars. It's classy.
Yeah.
And the material looks cool. It's like a white like shimmer. It's
kind of like, I thought it was latex, but
yeah. I think it's like sparkle though. If you zoom in.
Ooh, I like it.
Which you haven't seen any like white sparkle no. like that.
I give it like a seven.
Yeah, me too. Marley Matt.
God.
Matlin.
I do not like that.
Yeah.
The top is okay. It's just the feathers. Yeah, I hate you're the not feathers. A feather
fan. I'm not a huge. I feel like it's like you have to do it right.
Yeah. Give this like a four.
Yeah. Mario no. Lopez. Same as everything else. Zayna Roberts Rassi. Like, it's cool. It's different. I just feel like it's not really formal.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, this would be a good after party.
Agreed.
Vibe, but yeah. Yeah, I'd give this like a five.
Same.
Diane Warren. I mean, the shoes. I've never seen shoes like that, so.
I like the shoes.
Yeah.
The rest.
No. Yeah. Three.
Yeah.
Naz Perez. All right. Now, this is tablecloth.
This is like something my grandma would have, like, a picture of on her wall.
It's like giving Remembrance Day. In Flanders Fields. Like, that's what it's like.
Please. No, for real.
Oh, I like God. The fit of it, though.
The
like,
fit it of it is cool. Nice.
Yeah.
It's just big red flowers.
Yeah, with like the green and the black.
God.
Yeah, it's like a four.
This is not 2012.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, Lorenzo Sorzolo.
I like the sparkles.
Yeah, I like this too. This is cool.
Yeah.
It's original. It's like fitted very nicely.
Yeah, agreed.
I like it. Let's give him a seven.
Yeah.
Darren Karp.
Is that...
It's like an Adidas Gucci.
It's like Adidas
thing.
Gucci. What is that?
You can't wear an Adidas tracksuit. Damn it.
It's like not even an Adidas tracksuit. It's like Adidas suit.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's green. And it has like a big logo of Adidas Gucci. God, I give this like one.
Yeah.
Not even like a zero.
Yeah, it's not great. Feel like it could, like, I don't know.
No.
Like, if they didn't
like
do that,
like, there's no potential for that.
No, it's not good. All right. Kelly L. Carter.
I don't love this.
Me neither.
Give it a three.
Same.
All right. Skip the basic. And then Erin Lim.
I don't hate it.
It's okay.
It's just like the, like, looks like she threw the sheets over her shoulder.
Exactly.
Another, like, bed, like, comforter looking one.
No, for real.
But this one's, like, not as bad, I don't think. Yeah, I'd give it like a 5.
Yeah.
Holy, we just did 94 in that one.
Oh my god.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
And there wasn't that many good ones. Or maybe we're just like picky.
Maybe, but like
most. As if we know anything in fashion. Like,
oh yeah, we didn't do our disclaimer. We are still in sweatpants and sweaters.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Wasn't like obsessed.
No. What was that one we really liked?
I can't even remember.
There was like a few.
Yeah.
There was like a handful.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, we, I think, are going to take a little breaky break.
Mm-hmm.
A little music break, and then we'll come back with a fun St. Patrick's Day quiz.
Okay, I love it. We're going to go find one to do.
Okay. And we're back.
We're back.
And ready to attack.
So in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we're going to do a quiz like on St. Patrick's Day and how well we know it, which I don't think I know anything about St. Patrick's Day. But
no idea.
I literally always think that St. Patrick's Day is in February. So
I thought it was in April.
So we're going to do one on that. But first, we're going to see how lucky we are through a quiz. So this is on howstuffworks.com. And it says, what percentage lucky are you?
Okay.
So the first question is, have you ever found cash on the street? So first is, I've found a lot of money. Not a ton, but some. I found a couple bucks or pennies. The most I've ever found on the street is 20 bucks.
I think so, too. Me, too.
That's what I was thinking. So what's that? Like, not a ton, but some?
Yeah, not a ton, but some.
Okay.
I've heard people get, like, see, like, $100 bills. I'm excuse me.
How many bones have you broken in your life? None yet. Just one. A couple more than enough.
None yet.
I've just broken one. You find a lamp with a genie inside it, and it grants you 3 wishes. The genie also warns you that if you make the wishes, there's going to be a catch. You still wishing? And says, heck yeah, I am. Or if I could take a minute to plot some smart wishes, then sure. I don't get to know the catch. Yeah, no thanks. Or not on your life.
I don't get to know the catch.
I would say, yeah.
Because, like, the catch could be, like, you're dying after.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm going to do that as well. How often do you snag the last slice of pizza? The last slice is always mine. I always get what I need, I guess. Sometimes, man, I'm lucky if I get any pizzas sometimes.
Oh, that's sad.
I'd say, like, I always get what I need, I guess. I feel like I'll always, like, offer it to someone else.
Yeah. Same. I'm like, do you want it? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Aside from in a box of Lucky Charms, have you ever found a 4-leaf clover out in the world?
I think I have.
I haven't. I used to always look. I'm going to say I've never seen one.
I think I did once.
How many times have you had to cancel on some kind of outdoor activity due to the rain? Never that I can think of. Not often. Once or twice off the top of my head. Or I've had some major stuff rained out before.
Once or twice.
Yeah, I'd say not often. For me. When flu season rolls in, do you usually get sick or not? I'm pretty good at avoiding that. If I get a shot or if I get the shot, I'm good. And I get sick sometimes, or I get sick like every year.
I get sick like every year.
Me too. Like, that's not luck. It's just like our like immunity.
Literally.
Okay. If you and your friends make a bet, are you usually the winner? I always win. I win the smart bets. I try not to bet too often, or I'm not a good gambler. I'd say I win the smart bets.
Yeah.
Have you ever given up hope on something only to have it go your way at just the right time?
Have you ever
given up? Says more than once, yeah, that's happened before, not really, or the opposite seems to happen.
Have you ever given up on hope on something? Not really.
Yeah,
like, I'm always hopeful.
Yeah. Have you ever won a cool prize in a competition? I've won some pretty cool swag before, a few things. Nothing major, but yeah, or not a thing. I'd say nothing major, but yeah.
Yeah, same.
Do you have any actual good luck charms? Actually, no. I have a lucky clothing item. I used to, or I have a few things, but they don't seem to work very well.
I used to.
I don't have
until
any.
Until it was ripped off of my neck.
What was it?
By a toddler.
What was it?
My seashells.
Oh, yeah. have you ever had a near-death experience? I had a close call but got away unharmed. I've been in an accident, but it wasn't that bad. I was pretty badly injured once.
I had a close call but got away unharmed. I almost got hit by a car. Like, it was so close to me. It was the scariest experience of my life.
That is scary. I feel like I've never really had, like, a near-death experience. So I'm going to say I have not. When was the last time you were dreading doing something only to find out at last minute it was canceled? Oh, that's happened to me so many times.
Yeah, same.
That's happened a few times. I got out of an exam once. I can't remember. Yeah, no, never happens. I've gotten out of an exam, like, many times.
Many times, yeah.
How many times have you gone to the store to buy something and you managed to get the very last one? Happens all the time, once in a while, I guess. I've never noticed. Usually I just miss the last one.
Once in a while.
Yeah, me too.
Especially with, like, food.
Are you currently happy with your love life? I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm happy, yeah. Things could be better or, ugh.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Have you ever been crazy about someone but couldn't be with them for whatever reason? Nope. Once. Yeah, it still hurts. Or why does that keep happening?
No.
I have, but, like, neither of these really apply.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, it still hurts. Or why does that keep happening? Okay. Have you ever missed an important appointment because you were too late? Never, not that I can recall. I've been late, but I didn't miss out. Yep. I'd say been late, but I didn't miss out. Like, I've definitely been late to
an appointment. Yeah, obviously.
How many times in your life would you say you've made a wrong turn, gotten lost somewhere? Hasn't happened yet, maybe once or twice, a couple of times. If it wasn't for GPS, I'd get lost in my own house.
If it wasn't for GPS, I'd get lost in my own house.
That's funny.
I used a GPS to go just, like, down the street.
Have you ever been chased by a wild animal? No. Wild, no. Yeah, but it was just a goose, or I've been bitten by an animal.
Oh, my God. I wasn't chased, but... this was, like, so long ago. I went on, like, this date with, like, some guy, and we went to the park. This was in Oakville. Uh-huh. And it was, like, in the middle of the night. We were just chilling. And a bunch of coyotes, like, just start, like, swarming us. There was, like, three or four. And I'm, like, just about to cry. It was the worst experience of my entire life.
That's so scary.
I know. They just came out of the woods. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
I haven't, I'll say no.
All right. Do you make your own luck or does the universe control your fate? I think something out there makes it happen. I think fate is in my hands. I don't know. I feel like luck is out of our hands, I guess. I feel like you need to do things on your own.
Hmm.
I'd say I think my fate's in my hands.
I was praying that question.
Not that you ever lie, but say you ever did lie in the past. Did you get away with it? I have been the truth a few times and gotten away with it. I actually don't lie. Just some little lies. I've been caught out in a lie. Like, I feel like maybe when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I do it sometimes with work, which is bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, I think I've bent the truth.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on the verge of getting in trouble, then you managed to talk your way out of it? Yeah, I'm good at that. Not often. Maybe once, or I wish.
Maybe once.
Yeah. You know how in school you have to do group work all the time? Were you in groups you liked more often than not? I always had an awesome group. Mostly, I guess, I was in a few crap groups, or I always get stuck with people who do nothing. I'd say mostly, I guess.
Same.
When you go to see a movie, how often do you get stuck with awful seats? Never. I reserve my seats online. Not a ton, but sometimes I've seen too many movies in the front row.
I reserve my seats online.
Yeah, me too. How often do you win when you're playing your favorite board game? Most of the time, maybe half the time. Enough, I guess. Not often.
Maybe half the time?
Me too. Say you won a contest that you let choose your prize. Which one are you going for? A killer vacation, a new car, just a bunch of cool things like electronics and appliances, or cash?
Okay, either cash or killer vacation, because I would spend the cash on a vacation.
Yeah, I think so too.
What if it's like a 5-month like trip to around the world?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'd just say cash.
I'm doing killer vacation.
Who'd win a fight, you or your best friend? No offense, but I totally win. Why am I fighting my best friend? I like to think we could not fight, maybe, or they'd destroy me.
My fucking friend, Julia, used to throw me around, like, all the time when we used to get into, like, fights.
Really? That's so funny.
So, they destroy me.
Have you ever been ghosted by a date? Not at all. No, but some ended sooner than I would have liked. I've had some bad dates, but not that bad. Yes, thanks for bringing it up.
What's like ghost, like a no-show?
Yeah, I guess so. That's never happened
to me.
I've
had some bad dates, but not that bad.
Yeah. Have you ever been writing something online then accidentally deleted the whole thing? Nope, I did, but I recovered it. Yes, and it sucked. That happened a lot. I'm going to say I did, but I recovered it. Have you ever made a wish that actually came true? I have. I wanted stuff that I got, but I don't think my wish made it happen. I don't believe in that sort of thing. Or nope.
Have you ever made a wish that actually came true? Yeah. I think it's happened a few times.
Okay, I got 50%.
Same.
Said you're like the person luck forgot.
Oh.
Straddling the line between lucky and unlucky. Never getting ahead and never falling behind. This may seem frustrating at some times, but the alternative could be much worse. So maybe that's a different kind of luck all on its own. You're lucky enough to never worry about your luck.
Okay, we're not that unlucky.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, do you want to read out your quiz?
Yes, let's do it. Okay, this one is, here's a fun St. Patrick's Day quiz on FastWeb. Okay. People traditionally wear green on St. Patrick's Day to avoid what? People not knowing they're Irish, getting pinched, 1 year of bad luck, or getting kissed? I think it's getting kissed.
I was going to say 1 year of bad luck. But I don't know. Oh, I got it wrong. It's getting pinched.
Oh, okay. What nationality was St. Patrick? Irish.
Scottish. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What did St. Patrick believe a shamrock represented? Good luck, good fortune, the Holy Trinity, nature.
Good luck. What's the difference between a shamrock and a four-leaf clover? Or is that the same?
I think it's the same.
Okay, I'm going to say good luck. What?
I know. It was the Holy Trinity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What U.S. city dyes its river green annually to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Boston, Kansas City, Chicago, New York City. Chicago, maybe.
Good job. Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Chicago.
Because they have those big ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. According to myth, the best time to sneak up on a leprechaun is when he's taking a nap, counting gold, mending his shoes, enjoying dinner. Counting gold? Nope. Mending his shoes.
Oh, I didn't even press one yet.
Oh.
I'm pressing that.
What was St. Patrick's given birth name? Henry O'Malley, Patrick O'Reilly, Gabriel McSweeney, Maui, and Sukkot.
Do you think it's the one with Patrick? Or no?
Maybe. Nope. Okay. Maui on Sukkot. Okay, I was thinking because I'm like, that's a weird name.
How many pints? Or sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, sorry. How many pints of Guinness are consumed worldwide on St. Patrick's Day? 13 million, 1 million, 6 million, 1 billion.
I'm going to say 13.
Same.
Oh, nice.
Yay. Okay, which of the following colors are in the Irish flag? White, green, and yellow. Yellow, orange, and white. Green, yellow, and orange. Green, white, and orange. Oh,
wait,
my
give
God.
Me a second. Give me a second. I know it. Okay, got it. I got it right.
I didn't get it right.
It's orange, white, and...
No, it's green, white, and orange.
Or yeah, I was saying orange, white, and green.
Okay. Myth says that if a human catches a leprechaun, he has the ability to do what in turn for his release? Give you his shoes, grant three wishes, reveal the secret to life, lead you to his gold. Lead you to his gold. Nope.
I think grant three
grant
wishes.
You three wishes. Which of these colors was originally associated with St. Patrick's Day? Orange, blue, white, green.
I'm going to say blue.
I'm going to say orange. Oh.
I just like did a random one. Okay, I got 6 out of 10, but one of them you gave away, so I guess I got 5 out of 10.
I got 3.
So we are not Irish, if you couldn't tell.
At all.
But we do love an excuse to day drink.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I think that's
the week. All for today's show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. Be safe.
Yep.
Don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you on Marshall, hopefully.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.